and world news from CBS News Radio. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everyone. 7:10 here as you listen into the Wake Up Crew second hour as we roll along on this, what has been an interesting Thursday morning. We had a lot of heavy rain overnight, almost a rinse and repeat from last week. And that has us, of course, kind of watching the roads this morning. We've got some road closures due to high water. We also have county schools that are out today because of the high water situation. So if you can avoid making a trip this morning, probably best that you do so, just because the roads, there are some that are still flood covered from the heavy rains that fell last night. And we want you to be careful out there. We've got traffic reports throughout the morning, but we did want to kind of start off the hour reminding you that county schools are closed today. Got word as well that Motlow, the Smyrna campus, will be closed today too.
I've got something philosophical this morning.
Do you?
I know you've got some segments coming up.
We love philosophy.
Well, I know you've got some segments coming up, but I don't know if I got time. Remember the old Sunday dinner?
Yeah.
You know, it's become almost obsolete now, but they a lot of people would like to bring that back, you know, like the old Mayberry days. You know, you sit down with Aunt B, have some dinner, and you come back and you talk and, you know, maybe eat some ice cream out on the front porch.
Take a nap.
Yeah. But we don't have time anymore, do we?
No. Restaurants are awfully full, so I guess they've taken the place of that Sunday dinner where everybody goes to eat lunch.
Honestly, people don't cook major meals much anymore.
No.
It just takes too much time, especially on Sunday.
Thanksgiving, right. I guess.
Just my thoughts. The more you know.
Well, let's ponder.
We'll
think about it as we check on traffic and weather together.
Good morning, guys. A few rain showers can linger in parts of the region still early today. Otherwise, cloudy with falling temperatures. Winds northwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, decreasing clouds. Lows drop to 21. Winds north 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Friday, an abundance of sunshine, highs warm into the middle to upper 30s, then lows fall back to 19 on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 46.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning. It's still very busy out here, but it is moving on 24 westbound here up through the Hickory Hollow area. Always a good idea to give yourself extra time towards Nashville, inbound 41. That's picked up quite a bit. Highway 41 there, Murfreesboro, Pine. Traffic's starting to get busy out here now. 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Hey, buying or selling your home? Then call Nikisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. That number's 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots. Good food and fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, that would be the BLT sliders today for lunch. They're just $4.99. If you're a little hungrier, maybe try that Cajun chicken salad. It's just $6.25 today for lunch.
Right there. That is good stuff.
Thank you.
Try that buffalo chicken wing wrap.
Yeah.
Too.
Got that too. But the $4.99 lunch special.
Oh, I shouldn't interrupt commercials. I'm
not
sorry.
Really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The BLT sliders today over at Toots.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving along on this Thursday, it is the 13th of February.
I've just been suspended without pay.
Valentine's Day.
You were getting
Day.
Paid? No. That's why it won't hurt. It won't hurt the, you know, or it won't hurt the money at all. But
oh,
you know, I get suspended. I won't have to be here.
You think?
You know, I forgot all about it. I just got carried away with the real good food at Toots. I went crazy.
Maybe that's part of the suspension.
to be here.
That's your punishment.
Bart has decided to punish me for the rest of my life. Hey, why don't you get on that wake up crew thing, you know?
Today, as we learned a few minutes ago on the Real Fact. No, it wasn't Real Fact. Holiday.
Today's holiday.
Yeah, holiday. It's National Radio Day.
That is true. It is.
We're very interested about National Radio Day. National Radio Day.
What about it?
That's today.
I thought I was suspended. I didn't know I could, you know, I could talk.
Well, your suspension means you have to be on the show more.
Yeah. I still talk.
Your punishment is they renewed your contract.
I'm allowed to speak. Okay. National Radio Day.
Mm-hmm. And I found this article that was pretty interesting. Ways that you know that you've worked in small market radio. Okay.
Oh boy. we're gonna go there.
There's some pretty interesting ones here. And see if you can attest to some of these.
It's a shame before you start. It's a shame we don't have Bart here to help with this. I'm sure he's got some stories.
I know. Yeah. We're going to see how far we can get with some of these this morning. You know that you worked in small market radio when you knew the station owner and actually met him.
Yeah. There you go. We've all met Bart.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah.
He doesn't know who we are, but I mean,
no,
we've met him.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember meeting us. But
who was that guy? Who's that? Uh-huh. Ryan, who's that guy walking down the hall? Oh, that's John.
That's your son? You have a son?
That's not true.
No, he's very well aware of us.
That's true. I didn't know this
Bless
was going to go this way. Your station owner can pull an on-air shift when necessary, or station manager.
Oh, yeah.
But we're all
he's
on the
man.
Yeah.
Talking about the station owner.
Yeah, station owner, station manager.
Yeah, they're the men. Yeah.
Here's one that I thought was funny. Now, you have to know about pounding the plates and filaments button. That's for stations who have lower power at night than the daytime. And right before the air shift starts, you make some transmitter changes to up the power. So that one doesn't necessarily apply to us, but this one certainly does. You've stormed through the back door at 5:55 a.m., turned on the lights, raced to the studio chair, cued a record, and cracked the mic, all before 6 a.m.
It was done, I'm sure, a lot.
Well, we do it every morning.
Every day. I
kind of count on you guys to get here before me.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I can't turn anything on or off, you know.
That's true.
I'm just a wandering soul coming through the station.
You're just a talent.
When I was
never been told that before.
When I was at TRN, I always had the sign-on shift, and so I had to turn on things, check things, and I had to get there about a good 15 minutes earlier just to make sure everything was running properly. And
did you ever worry about oversleeping? That would be a real scary thing.
I've only done that one time in 25 years.
Wow.
And it's because I didn't really realize that I had a shift that day.
Was it here?
It was here.
Wow.
But I didn't realize that I was filling
in. Did you get a call or did you just happen to remember it? Or
I didn't remember it
at all. Nobody got a call. You didn't get a call?
I came in at the normal time and found out I was supposed to be here.
Did somebody overlap for you? I mean,
eventually.
This was fairly recently. This wasn't. I remember it. It wasn't all that long ago.
Yeah, it was 5-6 years ago
or
so.
You know, 45.
We'll share more of this.
Let's do.
National Radio Day when we come back here on the Wake Up Crew.
Last FM Trends.
A recent episode of the TV show This Is Us featured a brand new song from crooner John Legend. The song is called Conversations in the Dark, and while Legend didn't reveal any hints as to whether or not it would lead to a new album, he did recently announce that he's going on tour later this year. The tour is called the Bigger Love Tour, and we'll see him kick things off in Dallas on August 12th, and we'll wrap up in San Diego on September 25th. Along the way, he'll be making stops in Washington, D.C., New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, and many other cities. Now, Legend's last album, A Legendary Christmas, came out in 2018, and he recently won his 11th Grammy for the song Higher with DJ Khaled and Nipsey Hussle. By the way, Legend has recently had some fun rebranding himself as the King of Valentine's Day, so it only makes sense the tickets go on sale February 14th. For Last FM Trends, I'm Peter Ogburn.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive a settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you've been injured, call me at 615-867-9900.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
Did Valentine's Day sneak up on you again? Guys, French's Shoes and Boots is here to help. All jewelry from Montana Silversmith is on sale. Take 20% off women's and men's silver jewelry and belt buckles, all made in the USA. And remember, a new pair of boots or shoes at French's everyday low prices always makes a great gift. Love is in the air at French's.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church, past Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994. And that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in here on this Thursday morning. 7:22 is our news time here about 22 after 7. Time to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro, where Hope Rogers joins us today and every Thursday at this time to talk about things going on at the Villages. And Miss Hope, I hope you're dry.
I am. It has not been easy this week, has it?
Oh, man, it's been rough. It's been rough, but the weekend is coming. Hey, I've got to ask you this before we start. Okay, you told us last week that you were going to have this big reveal and about Julia's baby. So, boy, girl?
Girl.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I think the majority ruled it was a girl, and they were correct. And, yes, it was a beautiful cake that they cut into, and it was pink inside.
Ah, how about that? Well, that's cool.
Yeah. The cake is beautiful. People should look at it. I think it said buck or doe cut to know.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, the family hunts some, so yeah, it was pretty cute.
I see that on Facebook, so you can find that at the Villages of Murfreesboro on Facebook. Check that out there. Well, that's cool. And also see that you celebrated the Oscars in a fine, fun way.
But of course we did. We went all out again.
You always seem to do that. But I mean, you had a marquee and a red carpet and all kinds of things.
Velvet ropes. I mean, come on, Brian. When we do something, we do it right.
Don't just do it halfway.
No. But yeah, the marquee lit up. I mean, it was, one of our nurses in memory care had made that. And I mean, it's amazing the talent that we have in this building. But yeah, we put up the marquee and we gave out awards to 6 deserving residents in various categories, such as best supporting actor and actress, best set design, which was best partment, best in costume, best hair and makeup, best comedy. So we covered it all.
And everybody dressed up and was looking dashing.
They were. Some had on their sunglasses, and just the speeches were absolutely terrific. That they gave when they accepted their award, they just, they thanked everybody for getting them here. And it was a lot of fun.
Just like in the real thing, and had little Oscar, looks like desserts.
We did. We had shortbread cookies that were actually the Oscar statue, in chocolate, standing on their plates. And, so yeah, they were really good. I don't know what we were missing. We could have been in California. It was raining there. It was raining here. It was the same.
Yeah, all the same. And the paparazzi was there, so there are plenty of photos on your Facebook page.
Yeah, that's right. We were really good. So, you know, I don't know what we were missing. We could have been in California. It was raining there. It was raining here. It was the same.
Yeah, all the same. And the paparazzi was there, so there are plenty of photos on your Facebook page.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, Brian, we didn't leave out memory care. We did the same thing with memory care. They all received awards and statues, and they had quite the after party at Memory Care.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have to say, they know how to party over there. But, yeah.
Hope Rogers at the Villages of Murfreesboro joining us. I guess with Valentine's Day being tomorrow, you've got a lot of things that you've been doing this week for that.
We've had a hot lips contest this week where the ladies put their lipstick kissers onto a doily, and then everyone got to guess who the lips belonged to. So that was a lot of fun. We delivered Valentine's to Memory Care. Tonight, during our social hour, we have a love and marriage game. For some of our married couples that were willing to participate. Now, not all of them wanted to, but
oh, sure.
For those that were willing. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for that.
Is that going to be kind of like the newlywed game or something?
Exactly. Ah. Yeah. Yeah. So we kind of prepped them a little bit. And so that's going to be a lot of fun this afternoon. And then Friday we're actually doing a 50s themed Valentine's Day. So we're going to have a special lunch, of course, on Friday. I think Jason's whipping up some chicken kebabs on rice and some grilled broccoli and who knows what else and strawberry cake. And then we got National Dance Studio that's going to come out for some dance lessons in the afternoon that's going to lead us into our sock hop.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're going to have a 50s themed dinner. They're going to have fish and chips in a basket. And then we're going to round it all out with a presentation of the movie, The Notebook.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be a nice way to end that. And a 50s sock hop, that's going to be right up their alley in terms of, I guess that's music from their era.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, they probably don't really need dance lessons. That's probably more for the staff, but they enjoy when the dancers come out and we get to watch them, you know, show how it's really done versus our version of whatever the sock hop might look like. So, they enjoy it and it'll be a lot of fun, a lot of good music.
Always having a lot of fun at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And hope if someone is interested in finding out what the Villages is all about, whether this type of community living is for them, how can they find out more about the Villages?
Sure. Well, I hope they are interested. And if they are, they just need to give us a call or drop in. We're here 7 days a week. We'll tour you on the weekend. Or if you just want some information, give me a call at 615-848-3030.
It's as easy as that. And, you know, stop on in. You're always looking for visitors to stop in. And you got to have a lot of fun over at the Villages. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks. Good to be here, Brian.
All right. Hope Rogers joining us from the Villages of Murfreesboro. Rutherford County schools are being forced to close today due to high water and flooding throughout the county. Some road closures also making it very difficult out there today. Rutherford County schools are closed here on this Thursday.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Branches Counseling Center provides healing, hope, and restoration for people of all faiths, regardless of their ability to pay. Part of how we do that is by the support of people like you who are interested in caring for others. This is Dr. Mike Courtney at Branches. If you'd like to know more about how to help others through Branches Counseling Center, we encourage you to go to our website, branchescounselingcenter.com. We're here to help others, and we want you to be a part of that as well. Thank you. God bless.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thursday morning, it's the 13th of February, and it's 7:30. It is National Radio Day. More coming up on that in just a few seconds.
Got to remind you to call or text in your birthdays, 893-1450. Put that 615 in there, too. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Lisa Halliburton is today's good neighbor of the day. She helped somebody recently pick out the perfect Valentine's Day gift at Bell Jewelers, so she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
A check of news, traffic, and weather coming up here for you, brought to you by
Prince's Shoes and Boots.
Where if you haven't gotten that Valentine's Day shopping done, you need to get it done. Today's the day. They are also open tomorrow over at Prince's Shoes and Boots. And, you know, nothing says love like a new pair of shoes and boots. Love is in the air at French's. Get on over there, South Church Street, just past Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Good morning, guys. A few rain showers can linger in parts of the region still early today. Otherwise, cloudy with falling temperatures. Winds northwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, decreasing clouds. Lows drop to 21. Winds north 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Friday, an abundance of sunshine, highs warm into the middle to upper 30s, then lows fall back to 19 on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 46.
Good morning, it's heavy, but it is moving as we check it out live for you here on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area, continuing towards Nashville. This time of the morning gets really busy coming inbound on 231 out of Shelbyville up towards the interstate. Traffic still holding up right now out here, sections of Middle Tennessee Boulevard. It's just busy where you would expect this time of the morning. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It is so worth that short drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Three rolls of copper wire from the Murfreesboro Electric Substation on Bridge Avenue were apparently stolen. Surveillance cameras got pictures of the men and their vehicle, and we've posted those images on our website, WGNSRadio.com. If you recognize a man or have heard anything, please contact Murfreesboro Police or phone your tip to Crime Stoppers, and you'll find those numbers also posted at WGNSRadio.com. Police in Murfreesboro working a fraud case and need your help identifying a suspect. January 30th, surveillance cameras at Best Buy in the Avenue of Murfreesboro got a picture after a woman allegedly made a fraudulent purchase. Investigators say she used a Best Buy credit card and a fake ID purchased an iPhone 11 Pro Max and two iRobot JetWet mopping vacuums. The picture also on WGNSRadio.com, along with a number of who to call if you recognize her. Rutherford County Sheriff's Office on the lookout for a female porch pirate who masked her face while stealing packages. Officials said yesterday the woman hid her face and her hair with a ski mask and a hoodie this past Monday as she stole packages from a house in the Stonewood subdivision off Almaville Road. Home surveillance cameras caught the woman driving a black Chrysler 300 sedan as she followed an Amazon delivery truck to its destination. Police say the delivery driver had barely pulled away before the woman snatched the parcels and sped off. 42-year-old Christopher Barnes accused of using social media apps like Instagram to meet underage girls in Murfreesboro. Barnes, who lived on Wellington Place, pled guilty to four counts of solicitation of sexual exploitation of a minor. He was convicted on similar charges in 2016. His most recent conviction will land him in prison for a minimum of 4 years. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Chevalier Hardware. Here's an awesome addition to your toolbox at an amazing price. Right now, Haynes Chevalier Hardware has the DeWalt 29-piece screwdriver bit set for just $9.99. The Snap Close Snap holds a wide assortment of bits and nut drivers for almost any project on your list. As the DeWalt 29-piece screwdriver bit set for just $9.99 at Haynes True Value Hardware. Head over to Haynes True Value Hardware to save on this bargain of the month now while supplies last. Haines True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Appreciate all the comments that people have given us. People are hearing better in their church services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Even people who have worn hearing aids before are reporting that they're hearing better in noisy situations with these new devices that we have available. Try them for yourself and see how they work for you.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
SRM Concrete. With every new day, every sunrise, we build structures that stand the test of time. And upon their foundations are our homes, where we work, where our kids go to school. And with that comes tremendous pride. We don't just make concrete. We build relationships, trust, confidence. We're SRM Concrete. Build with us.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
More news, traffic, weather all coming up here as we continue through the morning. Swap and Shop around the corner. And Action Line as well here on this Thursday. Brian, John, and Dalton here for our last talk segment here of the Wake Up Crew. And found out earlier this morning it's National Radio Day, and spent some time talking about some things a few minutes ago, ways that you know that you've worked in small market radio. And here's one that really hits home for me. Okay. You know that you worked in small market radio when you've worked an air shift, interviewed a community leader, written and recorded a commercial, sold an advertising package, done a remote, and did play-by-play all in the same day.
Yep.
That's an average day for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why he's so grumpy on Mondays?
All the time.
Yeah. Has to do so much of those things, so many of those things.
Well, pays to be a jack of all trades, I guess, sometimes.
It's truly an honor to work with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can tell.
The master broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've worked in radio when you know what the terms back timing, dead air, and segue mean.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We've done that here on this show.
Oh, yeah.
All dead air. Even when we're talking, it's dead air.
You've jumped into your car and turned on a competing radio station to see who's advertising and what promotions they were running.
Right.
Yeah. You could put on a record, run down the hallway, and take care of your business and make it back to the control room before the song runs out.
I do this with commercial breaks.
That's what happens with all the producers during our games.
And sometimes they don't get back.
Uh-huh.
Does that happen to every board operator that you ever had, probably?
That happens, or it's an excuse as to why they're not in here. I think most of the time it's maybe an excuse as to why they're not behind the board.
Doesn't happen with me often, because I'm speedy.
So now I've tried to tell them, just tell me that you're going, and tell me when you're back. And so that way we don't have those faux pas.
And then we're just self-conscious that we took too long.
I thought this one was, kind of funny. You have lit the news copy on fire with a cigarette lighter and watched and laughed uncontrollably as the news director tries to finish out reading the copy of the newscast. Back in the old days, it was pretty humorous things that went on. Sometimes people will come in and make faces at us and stuff just to try to get us to crack up.
Yes, sometimes the people that we work with do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have any emotion left. We're just emotionless beings at this point. So
you attend the Christmas party at the station owner or station manager's home.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wrote this? Somebody at WGNS.
I mean, a lot of these do apply. That's for sure. You have a box of Air Check cassette tape stashed somewhere in your basement.
There you go.
Yeah, back from the day. You have driven around with a Marty in your backseat. That's some older technology, but we still have a Marty here. If you close your eyes and are completely silent, you can still hear radio station sounds in your head.
I hear the door.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go anywhere without hearing the door to the station. I can't sit in silence. I just hear ding, ding.
Well, y'all are here more than I am, but I don't really haven't had that problem yet. I dream about Brian giving me that stare I've dreamed about that, like when I can't do something with the equipment or
I
can't record something.
I'm going to get it down one day. I'm going to learn the look.
I mean, it's horrifying.
Yes.
You've seen it plenty of times. This one I don't remember, but back when you had reel-to-reel tape, you used razor blade, wax pencil, and splicing tape. A lot of people will remember that.
Yeah, my dad used to do that. He used to run 8mm, and he would do that a lot, trying to splice.
A couple of funny ones. You've played in a donkey basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
You've sold advertising during high school basketball or high school sports broadcast.
Okay, now you're talking about a principal.
Yeah.
All right.
You've answered the phone, your personal phone, using the station's call letters.
Yes.
Yeah. I do that a lot.
Your nightmare is that there's dead air and it wakes you up in your sleep.
You ever had that nightmare?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Yeah. So
Brian hates dead air more than anything. I think that he hates that worse than anything. Or delays. Yeah. Like when the board op doesn't come up with the commercial break fast enough. You get this when you're doing basketball games, you get this.
Gotta get after it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, happy National Radio Day.
Rutherford County schools are being forced to close today due to high water and flooding throughout the county. Some road closures also making it very difficult out there today. Rutherford County schools are closed here on this Thursday.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Cindy Landham at TheLiberatedEater.com. I help people who are sick of struggling with food, dieting, and weight. Here's the bad news. You can diet the rest of your life, but until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. But here's the good news. You can be free. We're starting a new group in Murfreesboro in March for people who want to change their food life permanently. Come join us. Go to TheLiberatedEater.com. Click on Local Workshop to find out more. TheLiberatedEater.com. Things are about to change.
Did Valentine's Day sneak up on you again? Guys, French's Shoes and Boots is here to help. All jewelry from Montana Silversmith is on sale. Take 20% off women's and men's silver jewelry and belt buckles, all made in the USA. And remember, a new pair of boots or shoes at French's everyday low prices always makes a great gift. Love is in the air at French's.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church, past Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here on this Thursday morning, 13th day of February. Of course, Valentine's Day being tomorrow. Got some Valentine's Day savings to pass along from our friends at Junior's Foodland. How about in the meat section? Boneless ribeye steaks. Maybe you're planning a romantic meal.
Ooh, boneless.
Mm-hmm. $8.99 per pound. Also, Boston Butt, $1.49 per pound, and Top Round Roast, just $3.99 per pound. Also, Baby Back Pork Ribs are $3.49 per pound. Split Chicken Breast, $1.49 per pound. Ground Sirloin, $4.29 per pound. How about Butterball Ground Turkey? Two 1-pound packages there. The ground turkey for $5. Whole Tenderloin Filets, $12.99 per pound, and whole chickens, the whole bird, $1.49 per pound if you're going to be maybe smoking that or something like that. And a few of the section or a few of the items you'll find in the meat section. They only sell the best USDA inspected meats at Junior's Foodland, and they love to help save you money, and they show their appreciation to their customers by offering special deals that will save you money every time you shop at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. When you stop in, tell them the Wake Up Crew sent you.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Well, this signals the end of our time here on the Wake Up Crew, but we always like to look back at what we maybe have learned today.
I learned that WGNS Radio is the epitome of a small town station, although we're not really a small town anymore.
That's true.
We've advanced much more than that. That's something we did. A lot of that stuff was several years ago.